So I'm standing outside the library. I'm with Nick Robinson of the BBC. You asked a good question, the question everybody in the audience kind of really deeply wanted answered. Did the Prime Minister answer?
He hasn't given an answer now. It's partly why I asked him, really. Because what he's doing is saying to people, it's bad, it's going to be worse, but I'm not yet telling you where the cuts will fall and how it'll affect you. He is, if you like, trying to soften people up for it.
It's almost like an antiseptic, an anaesthetic.
An anaesthetic, I think, is the right way of putting it. Exactly. Well, what he wants people to do in advance is to think, goodness me, this has to be done. I accept it has to be done. Now, he is learning from evidence of how it's been done in other countries. The Tories, before the election, put a lot of time into studying what happened in Canada, where major, major cuts were made to government spending. And the big lesson they learnt was that instead of drip-feeding a cut here, a cut there, allowing protests to develop, allowing people to fight them, what you do is try and say to the country, you all know, don't you, something drastic has to be done, agree the entire cuts package over a process of months, and then in a sense say, well, take it or leave it, that's what you've got to have, not allowing it to be a process over years of individual rows in individual councils or universities or towns about what happens to them.
Do you think it's unusual that he chose the Open University?
There was no obvious reason for this speech to be given here, but I'm told by people who work for him that he's an admirer of the Open University, came here a while ago, and in a funny sense, I almost asked him this, but in a funny sense, the OU may illustrate what has to happen under government spending cuts.
Interesting. What with the OU having major left kind of background?
Yeah, well, the OU, though, I think, in this sense, offers a government value for money, doesn't it? Because
yes.
A lot of people are doing OU while still earning a living, while still paying taxes. If what you want to do is say, we're going to have to cut other university courses elsewhere, and those people who want extra qualifications will have to do it, as it were, in their time and in their at their expense, the OU expands and the other universities shrink.
So if the other universities that are going to shrink will be the new ones, I guess.
That's a guess. You know, the former Polys, the new universities are the ones who are likely to feel the pain. But Vince Cable, the new business secretary, has carried on with the cuts to budgets that Peter Mandelson pursued. Some of that, obviously, I understand, hit the OU. There was an argument, I know, about second degrees that affected the OU, I'm told. But I get the sense that what this new government will want to say to people is, you can do some of the things you like, but in new ways. And if that means cheaper learning, but still learning, that's the sort of thing.
Be very handy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be awfully handy. Cheaper everything would be awfully helpful.
So finally, what little golden nugget did you take away that you might elaborate on later or push later?
Unavoidable. One word. Kept using it again and again and again.
There's a lot of blaming going on as well again.
There's a lot of, not our fault, nothing we can do, got to do it, take your medicine, I'll try and do it fairly. This was classic Cameron softening up.
Well, thank you very much. I just hope there isn't an adverse reaction to the anaesthetic that we've all now received.
I hope not to. Nice to be here.